Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Ich bin's, Clarissa, und ich hatte einfach Youngblood im Interview. Ja, wirklich, er war einfach bei uns im Sender und für mich war das ein echtes Highlight. Ich bin nämlich 2019 auf ihn aufmerksam geworden, verfolge seitdem seine Musik, seine Haltung, seine Shows und ihn dann persönlich zu treffen, das war wirklich surreal. Es gab auch Momente im Gespräch, in denen ich einfach kurz nicht denken konnte, weil er einfach so eine krasse Ausstrahlung hat. Wir haben unter anderem über sein neues Album Idols gesprochen, sein bisher persönlichstes, emotionalstes und wahrscheinlich mutigstes Werk. Und natürlich war es nicht nur deep, sondern auch laut, chaotisch und ziemlich lustig. Auf unseren Social-Media-Kanälen Instagram und TikTok könnt ihr übrigens sehen, wie wir gemeinsam den Poses for Duos-Trend nachgestellt haben. Ich sag ganz ehrlich, das lohnt sich. Aber jetzt erstmal viel Spaß bei dieser Folge vom Energy Star Talk gemeinsam mit Youngblood.
Much appreciated.
Okay, I'm gonna start with an intro, so.
Yeah, do it, man. Are you in German?
No, in English.
All right, cool.
But I can do it in German if you want to.
Yeah, do it in German, that's cool.
Should I do it in German? Okay.
Germany.
Hi Leute, ich bin Clarissa und heute haben wir jemanden ganz specialigen neben mir. Und zwar ist er ganz frisch vom Bloodfest zurück. Laut, ehrlich und auch immer ein bisschen chaotisch. Wir reden über sein neues Album Idols. Er hat ganz große Shows jetzt in Zukunft geplant und wir reden über alles, was noch in Zukunft ansteht. Youngblood ist hier neben mir. Hi!
I told you doing Jim. Cool.
I planned it in English, but I just did it in German because you wish.
I did pretty well. Yeah,
thank you. I was sweating. But the best part about it is you didn't understand anything, so you don't know if I messed up or not.
You said anything bad about me.
No, I didn't. I wouldn't. I would never. So I'm good. How are you?
Well, thanks.
Yeah, how was the flight?
Easy, man.
Wow. Okay, how?
I just had a couple glasses of champagne and just been up for a couple of days, to be honest. We just had the festival, so it's been
perfect. So, new record, Bloodfest was. Does it feel like a fresh start for you right now?
Yeah, I think it really does. I think it was. Everyone's been saying I was crazy for putting the festival the day after the album came out.
It is.
But like it was really perfect, I think, because I think you can't predict how people are gonna react when you put an album out.
Totally.
But I think the one thing you can physically do is play it.
Yeah.
Play it and people see it come out of your mouth. As opposed to kind of it being that like record you get. I think it kind of shows that it's a kind of a real physical thing, a real physical, yo, this is what we're doing now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You don't have to wait a year,
yeah.
You know? And it was beautiful. It was a new dawn. It's a new, completely new Youngblood, and it's epic.
Yeah, what does this album mean personally to you? Why is it more Dom than Youngblood?
It was really just about reclamation. I think the first iteration of what you know of Youngblood had kind of come to an end because I'm a different person. And I really just wanted to go as deep as I could go and write about the kind of fundamentals of life.
Yeah.
Emotion and mortality and change and deep things. And it's been beautiful.
Yeah, you said that it was the most real and raw stuff you've ever written since the 21st Century Liability. How did you push yourself to get that honest on that album now?
I think, I just think it was what I had to do. I think I had kind of got to a point where everybody knew what I was going to release next. You know what I mean? I think Youngblood had kind of, to the general public, got into a place of like almost a caricature or a character. People knew what Youngblood was going to do or what he wrote, what kind of songs he wrote about or what subject matters. And I think like kind of, I'd been writing about the world. I'd been writing about things. And I thought it was time to write about myself.
Yeah.
On this record. You know what I mean? I thought it was really time to write about what was going on inside my body and what was going on inside my heart. And I really tried my best to kind of create a little bit of a snapshot of my soul and my spirit or what makes me me on an album, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think like, and to do that, I had to go and write a record with family. I wrote this album with Matty Schwartz, who was my producer on my first record, and Adam, my guitar player, who like I've been writing with since I was 15 years old.
Wow.
So, like, yeah.
Okay. So it feels like family.
Family, like,
yeah.
I just want the fucking truth out of you.
Yeah. And I have to say, you did a pretty good job. So it felt like it, that you just opened up your soul on this album.
I think so. I think like there was no like, there was no kind of subject matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was there.
It was about like pure, unfiltered emotion.
Yeah. Yeah, and you did that. I have to say that when I listened to it first, like the singles you put out, but then when the album came out, I was like, okay, it's like Zombie feels like that, I don't know, like that movie movement when the character hits like rock deep bottom and yeah. It's in the middle and the song plays and the outro it plays again because it shows like it's everything fine. This is how the song felt to me.
No, you're right. And it was like Zombie was a moment, you know what I'm saying? I think it was a moment in time that, like, I wrote that song 5 years ago.
Yeah, that's crazy. You'd kept it for so long.
Yeah, it was.
And that timing was perfect now, or why did you choose to put it on this album?
I think I knew it was great.
Mm-hmm.
And it needed to go alongside an album that would have the same level of depth and maturity.
Yeah.
Surrounding it.
Yeah.
I think I was like, this song's an outlier in my music at the minute. This is a really, really poignant piece of music that belongs on a body of work that is just equally as poignant.
Yeah.
So then I saved it and I basically built Idols around.
Mm-hmm.
That was the first one. You have a song of that much emotion and depth. It's almost like five dimensional, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, it is kind of. Yeah, I know. Feels. No, I don't have anything to add because it feels like that. Yeah.
Listen, I've been trying to hide my tattoo that I got yesterday by wearing a jacket. But
okay.
It's too fucking hot.
It's too hot in here, okay.
It's fucking hot in
here. It's getting hot in here. So take up all your clothes. I'm taking off my this is why I don't wear a jacket. I can hold the mic for you.
Thank you. That's just like, that's the vibe, man. But yeah, it was a beautiful moment and a beautiful song. And it's cool, man.
And the video is also cool.
Yeah, man.
I mean, I watched the behind the scenes on Instagram and yeah. it totally felt like you were absolutely like happy with what was created.
Yeah, I mean, 100%. I think like when I wrote this song, the song really reflects like a subject matter of like, would you love me at my work?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, and I really knew that the story of it needed to be told by a really poignant artist. And
yeah.
So I asked Florence Pugh to be in the video. And I just think she's one of the best actors in the world at the minute. And I can't believe she said yes.
Yeah. That's so nice.
It's pretty epic. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It was dope.
Yeah, I really liked that one too. And it gave so much emotion to it because everybody, when I'm talking about that video, everybody's like, I cried, I had to stop, I cried and
honestly,
stuff.
Like, it's really got people crying.
Yeah.
I mean, I think kind of, because I've been sitting on this song for 5 years, it was almost like this song that like every kind of bar or pub I went into,
yeah.
When it hit like 12 o'clock and everyone started singing, everyone would always pass me a guitar.
Yeah.
And I would sing this song and it would make everyone cry.
Crazy.
It needed to. I knew like one day the song was going to come out, and one day the video had to be just as emotional as the song is. So,
yeah. Do you remember any brutal feedback you got when you gave people the album to listen to it?
Do you know what? It's kind of weird. No, I'm trying to.
Oh.
Damn. Normally, like on day one, it's
like,
I don't like it. I don't like the direction. Like blah blah.
Yeah.
Sometimes music critics are just idiots.
Yeah.
Like no one
right.
is a critic except because. You can't really intellectualize art.
Yeah.
I mean, I think I listen to real people, listen to my community, and my community seem to be loving it. I'm saying that today. I'm trying to find someone who like hates it, but it's beautiful to see how. I think when you create something with your heart, you can't really fucking argue with it. That's right.
Like, right. Mm.
Like, reviewing art is such a strange concept to me, because it's like, you can't say that, like, you know what I mean? Art is always subjective. If it's like made with complete spirit and soul, like, how can you math that?
Yeah.
I mean, so I found it really beautiful how much people are kind of connecting to it.
Yeah, I love that too. I feel like people, when they hate, they would never say it to your face.
Yeah, it's funny. I really find hate funny.
Yeah, it is kind of, because people are judging you and they don't know you.
Used to know. Yeah. Like, when you're secure in yourself.
Yeah. You don't care what others say.
You can laugh about
it. Yeah,
I think
totally.
The shit that people say is fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
I love it. I think it's fucking hilarious.
Yeah. In Hello Heaven Hello, you dropped a
9-minute
single, and everybody called you crazy for that, but you dropped it. Why? Why did you think it was a good idea to drop it?
Because that's the way that art needed to be presented. You know?
Yeah.
I think on this album, I really believe I'm lucky, because I have a community first. You know, everyone freaks out. If you're a fucking pop star and your next song isn't a hit, your career's over.
Yeah.
I never based my shit on that. I was always just like, I just want to have a community.
Mm.
I just want to be a part of something. That's not the only thing I've ever led with.
Yeah.
So it never scared me. Like, because it's 9 minutes sick.
Yeah, I like it. Sick. I listened to it. Yeah, I listened to it and I was like, okay, that was 9 minutes. It didn't feel like it.
No, it's a journey.
Yeah.
Like, with it all, I just think, like, I think music at the minute is so much about dopamine and less about depth. And I really wanted to, like, elongate the imagination on this album. And just, I don't know, really do what I felt was great.
Mm.
As opposed to be like, oh, the world needs to shorten everything. Or, things need to be shortened down. I was like,
no. Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. I like it.
Why?
I'm just listening and I'm like, yeah, he's right. I don't have anything to add to it.
It's so funny. I think when we do this thing, it's only other people saying we should shorten things down based on what other people have said.
Mm.
It's not about...
Yeah.
You actually really think about shit. Why do we do anything at all? Do you know what I'm saying? Based on a subject, of 15 people tends to.
Yeah.
As opposed to doing what you want. There's no rules.
Yeah.
Especially now in art and music and cinema, there's no fucking rules. Why?
I feel like this is getting deeper and deeper, and I'm getting scared when I think about the universe, and it's like, there's so much purpose. You have to do stuff like that and this is... I don't know. I guess I get scared about that.
I'm into that. Just keep it light. Just do what you want.
Yeah. Maybe I should. Yeah, I should do it too. Yeah.
Like, as long as you're spreading like love and that, I'm into it.
Okay, let's stay with Hello Heaven Hello. You sing about a windmill getaway and getting kicked on as a kid, which is fucking brutal. So don't do that.
Yeah.
Fit. What was your real windmill? Like, where did little Dom escape when life got ugly?
London.
Yeah.
I think I went to London at 15.
Yeah.
But really, I mean, more earlier than that, a lot of the times, like, in my imagination, I spent a lot of time in my imagination as a kid.
Mm.
You know, I mean, I think, like, I would always build scenarios up in my head and fantasy up, you know, I think.
This is what I do in my bed every night. Like, thinking, what scenario am I going to do now to go to sleep?
I'm with you on that, you know. I think, like, when things got rough, I think I would turn to music and I would turn to rock stars.
Yeah, totally. Love it.
I would turn to Bowie, I would turn to Lou Reed, I would turn to Guns N' Roses, I would turn to Freddie Mercury, I would turn to Madonna, because they gave me an answer. And I think this is what the whole concept of the album is about, right? I call the album Idols, not some kind of bowing down to them. I'm actually kind of alleviating the pedestal.
Yeah.
And I think, like, I think in this life, right, we give people too much credit for our own personalities.
Mm.
Yeah. You look at a photograph on the wall, you want to be the photograph on the wall. In my case, with some people, I became a photograph on the wall. You turn to this person when you're having a hard time.
Yeah.
And you look for the answers.
Oh my God, wait a second. I see that. No, your microphone is not on. Oh my God.
Oh, shit.
Let's talk.
Oh, okay. Fuck.
Oh my God, I'm scared. I'm sweating. Oh God. I didn't want to interrupt you, but I saw that blinking
I'm quite loud, so hopefully it's been all right.
Hopefully it works out.
Yes.
You can fucking AI it. Don't worry. It's fine. Anyway, sorry. Anyway. I was saying, like, you look to these people for answers, right? Yeah. But you don't know these people. I never met Bowie. I never met Freddie Mercury. The answers always came from within me.
Yeah.
In the same way that when you look at someone that you're inspired by, the answer came from within you. You figured it out. You became an individual. You started a new idea for yourself. You know what I mean? And I think, like, I would turn to people for inspiration, but I always gave them too much credit.
Yeah.
You know? It was always from within yourself.
Yeah. I love that answer because I remember a video of a fan and I think she said to you that you saved her life and you were like, no, you saved your own life, but my music was the soundtrack to it. And that's so true because it is.
It really was. That's just what I said to her. I said, darling, I've never met you.
Yeah.
It's the first time we've ever met.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm down for you to kind of project that and think that, but that's not true.
Yeah.
You figured that out all on your own because you just did. You know what I'm saying? Like, maybe, like, when I said the music was a soundtrack, maybe it gave you a little bit of hope or energy or a kickstart to a thought and then another thought and another thought and another thought that led you to the inevitable conclusion that you figured it out. But that wasn't me. You're giving me too much credit. You did that. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah. I love that. I saw that video and I was like, yeah, I have to think about it too.
I think that was beautiful, like, because I think when you've been writing a record, right, and your own idea is reflected back at you by the real world before it's even out, that's cool.
Yeah, I love that.
That's fucking cool. You know what I mean?
I love that. Yeah. There's also a line in... that are you gonna die with the lies they force inside your head? What lies yourself did you have to bury for this album?
I think I let too many people into my head before this album.
Mm-hmm.
I've been quite a polarizing figure.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't think I'm authentic. A lot of people don't think I'm...
Fuck them.
Good. I completely, I agree. I think, like, it's quite easy to say that, you know what I mean? But when you look at this, I think everything I ever became insecure about, I didn't even know I was insecure about until I saw it written down.
Yeah.
You know, and I really had to kind of face it. And I think, like, all that matters is, I think if anyone is throwing any kind of daggers or hate towards you, the power... Mm. To give them a response or give them any energy at all lies within you.
Yeah.
That's the thing we don't realize, right? Anyone could say anything to your face. The power of letting it get to you is actually your choice.
Yeah.
And I think through making this album, I really kind of figured that out and really found that place. And it was dope.
I love that. Okay, let's go over to Bloodfest. I already told the people that Bloodfest was just a few days ago. It was incredible. Like, I wasn't there, sadly.
I wish you were. It was wild.
I wish so, too, because the lineup was crazy. Like, Chase Atlantic, Blackbeard.
Yeah.
Like, how did you, like, put that specific artist?
I just called my mates.
Okay.
I literally sit in my bathtub.
Yeah.
And get like a six pack of beer,
yeah.
Run the bath, play loud music, and just like put my feet up. I'm like, hi, baby, do you want to come play my festival? And then they're like, yeah. And then I lock them in.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like, it's all been like really based around like friendship and mates.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
It's been around friendship and community. That's what it's about.
Yeah, and I feel like Chase Atlantic was a perfect fit. I saw them when they were here in Berlin. That was the day I moved here.
Wow.
So I was waking up at 6. I drove with my father 500 kilometers away to here. I unpacked my stuff. I went to
and
sleep.
And went to a gig.
And then I went to the concert.
Yeah, man, that's the vibe. And I've been friends with them for years.
Yeah.
You know, and I think like we've always wanted to play shows together. So it was a perfect fit.
Yeah. And you surprised everyone by inviting Billy Idol on
stage?
Yeah,
man.
Crazy. How did that happen?
I just love Billy Idol. And yeah. I always kind of have an icon slot every year at Bloodfest. I always want to bring an icon out.
Like, do you have anything to drop for next year, maybe?
100%. I've got it already locked in.
Oh, okay. And can you give us a hint?
No.
Oh, sad.
It's too far away, man. I can't give you my bullets yet.
A hint that it's obvious.
I have actually got a project with him coming out.
Oh, with him? Okay, we got
it. I said
it.
Them.
I don't know if you said them.
I said them.
I think him.
I said them.
Okay, so them, him, we will figure it out. Okay, there was also a spot called Make a Friend Tent.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Because like people are seeing each other only online.
I love that, man. I love that idea because people are afraid to go gigs on their own.
Yeah. This is absolutely bullshit. I try to tell people every time. I go
to
gigs every time.
It's actually sick to go on your own. Because
everybody who's there is
there for
a reason.
The same reason,
yes.
Yeah.
And
I really wanted to basically just say, like, I think, and we all feel kind of awkward in this world because we're so conditioned to be within the digital.
Yeah.
We have more courage to send someone a DM than actually start a conversation.
Yeah.
Right, so I was like, in my head, I was like, what if there's an area that you can be in that physically says to the world, I want to be approached, and I want to be talked to, and I want to make a friend.
Yeah.
So I had the idea to do a Make a Friend tent at Bloodfest because it's kind of just like physically forcing people to communicate in the real world, and
I think
we all need a bit of that, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay, I'm going to like drop some quick ones now.
Okay,
so upcoming tour will be your biggest yet, right?
Yes.
What can fans expect on stage?
The biggest, most ambitious show I've ever done. Like, we're feeling it. We're feeling ourselves this tour.
Okay, what do you hope people take away from Idols?
Answers.
Your first gigs were Bryan Adams with your mom and Metallica with your dad in the same week. How did that shape Youngblood we see now on stage?
It's interesting, isn't it? Because I saw Bryan Adams first. Who knows if I would have seen Metallica first?
Yeah.
If it would have been the right way around. I think Bryan Adams gave me a little bit of spirit and Metallica gave me a little bit of bite.
Ah, okay. Like that. Yeah. Okay, I saw your phone already. Last photo in your camera roll. Dare to share?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm excited.
Hopefully it's not a nude. It's actually a picture of me and my mate Victor.
Okay, you can show it to the camera.
Yeah.
Nice.
I got tattooed last night, so that's Victor and me.
Where?
Just in my shop.
Okay.
I'm opening a store in London.
Okay.
That's a bit of a scoop as well. a fan space, yeah.
Nice. Okay, finish the sentence. 2025 is the year I...
smile a lot.
Oh, I love that. Okay, Dom, thank you for being here.
No, thank you, man.
Congrats on Idols. Congrats on Bloodfest, bringing the big rock energy back into life. And yeah, if you're listening and watching right now, go stream Idols. Go to see Youngblood live.
Man, stream it.
If you can, and I promise you will leave with a friend
with
a story to tell.
I love you so much, man. Thank you for having me.
Thank you.
Cuties.
Yeah.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.